Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and I'm so glad you've joined me today as we continue our journey through the book of Acts. Today, I want to look at the account of revival in Samaria in the Acts chapter 4 through the preaching of Philip, but I want to look particularly at an individual named Simon, and I want to talk about money and the preaching of the gospel. Money and the preaching of the gospel. Now, money is necessary for the preaching of the gospel, but there is so much misuse and abuse and manipulation in the church today related to money. And I want to point out some principles that we see here in Acts chapter 8. Now, yes, God blesses those who give. We have people who support us in our ministry. We have people who give monthly offerings and sometimes give special offerings. And we are so thankful for that. And I know that God blesses people when they do that, when they do it in faith and obedience. And I know that people who support us are blessed financially and in other ways. So I understand this. But I want to address some of the manipulation and abuses that are taking place in the church today, I would say particularly in the Pentecostal and charismatic churches. Well, in this chapter 8, beginning at verse 5, it talks about Philip. He went down to a city of Samaria and he preached Christ to them. And it says, "And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did." So there were miracles taking place. "For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city." So, wow, what an incredible, powerful work of the Holy Spirit and a great harvest of souls. Verse 9 says, now listen to this, "But there was a certain man called Simon who previously practiced sorcery or magic in the city, and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, 'This man is the great power of God.' And they heeded him," or listened to him, "because he had astonished them with his sorceries," or his magic, his sorcery, "for a long time." Verse 12 says, "But when they believed Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized." Now listen to this, what happened to Simon the sorcerer. "Then Simon himself also believed, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip." So he believed, Luke says, and he was also baptized. "And he continued with Philip and was amazed, seeing the miracles and signs which were done." Now here's an interesting interlude to the story. It says, "Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who when they had come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet he had fallen on none of them." Now isn't that amazing? There is this great revival. Miracles are taking place. Demon-possessed people are being set free. The lame and the paralyzed are being healed. And verse 8 said there was great joy in the city. And yet the apostles in Jerusalem concluded that no one had yet received or been filled with the Holy Spirit. How did they make that conclusion? How did they come to that conclusion? There obviously was something, a sign, an indication that they went by, that they took to determine if people had received the Holy Spirit. So anyway, they sent Peter and John. Now, I have lessons going into detail on this, but that's not what I want to focus on today. So they sent Peter and John to them, who when they had come down, they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Now, there must have been some kind of dramatic manifestations when people were filled with the Holy Spirit, probably speaking in tongues. Because verse 18 says, "And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, 'Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to be a little facetious, but let me put this into some modern contemporary terms. Simon said, I would like to plant a seed of faith in your ministry, and in return, I would like to receive an impartation of the anointing that is upon you, so that also I can lay hands on the sick, lay hands on people to receive the Holy Spirit. I have heard preachers make these kinds of offers and claims that if you give a certain offering into my ministry, into our ministry, then you are going to receive the anointing, the blessing that is upon us. Because you get aligned to us, that blessing is going to come on you. But notice how Peter responded. Peter, I want to give you some money. I want to put some money in your ministry. But I want this same anointing on me that I can lay hands on people. Verse 20, Peter said to him, your money perish with you because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. My friends, you can't give money to get something from God. God's gifts, God's blessings are not for sale. I was listening to a very well-known preacher. I just happened to come across him one day. And there was somebody on with him, and they were talking. And they were talking about how God was going to cancel people's debts, was going to bring their wayward children back home. God was going to release all these rewards and blessings, financial, all kinds into their lives. And as they're going on about this, I thought to myself, I think I hear an offering coming on. I think they're building up to an offering. So I waited to listen, and sure enough, they tied all of this happening in people's life for sending an offering to that ministry day. Oh, my friends, what a horrible thing. Peter was horrified that Simon would think that he could acquire a gift from God with money. And he says, your money perish with you because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. My friends, God's blessings are yours through Jesus Christ. Yes, as you walk with Him in faith and obedience. Yes, He may speak to you, give. He may speak to you to partner with Eddie and Sue Height, and He may not. But as you walk in faith and obedience to Him, you will receive the blessing from Him. There is no mediator between you and God. There is no mediator to dole out God's blessings to you through this other person. You have a direct line with God through Jesus Christ. Walk with Him. Trust in Him. Walk in obedience to Him, and you will experience the blessings that God has for you. And then he goes on and he speaks some very strong words to this Simon. He says, you have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness. What was his wickedness? He thought he could purchase God's gifts with money. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness, bound by iniquity. Well, and yet he had been baptized. Luke even said he believed and was baptized, but apparently he wasn't really set free. There wasn't a full repentance and a setting free. But now he's being confronted with his condition. Then Simon answered and said, pray to the Lord for me that none of these things which you have spoken may come upon me. So hopefully he truly repented and moved beyond that. So my point to you today is, my friends, don't allow yourself to be manipulated by somebody who is misusing the Word of God, abusing God's Word, to try to get people to give them money. Again, hey, we have the money to preach the gospel, and I'm very thankful for all the people who support Sue and I. So thankful for it. And if you're doing it in faith and obedience, you will be blessed. But never let yourself be manipulated by anyone. Let your confidence be in God. Build your faith in His promises to provide for you. And don't let anyone else become between you and God, as though they are a mediator who will dole out God's blessings to you when you come their way. No, you come God's way. You walk with Him. You trust in Him. And you will do just fine. And you will experience His blessings for yourself. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. Check out the resources there, bookstore. Our books are also available on Amazon, and I look forward to seeing you next time.